by disease and rats. Thanks to predator control, their numbers are increasing in some places. So their brilliant songs may ring through forests for years to come. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling, and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Hello, hello, hello. I am back. And that was my conversation with Steph Cameron. If you enjoyed our chat and want to connect with Steph a bit more, here are some ways that you can connect. Her website is Steph Cameron, so STEPHCAMERON.com. She can also be found on Instagram, although she said she's not in the Instagram streets on a regular. You know, she is an active mom, but she does update every now and then, so you can connect with her at the Steph Cameron. And for those who use the Facebook streets, you can get connect with her with the handle Steph Cameron Music. Now, I just want to go through some of the tracks that we heard in this set. We did start off with the song Blood Moon, which is one of my favorites from Steph Cameron. After that, we heard the track Morning Time, which, I mean, we are literally in the morning streets, so how fitting. And then the third song is called Rain. Where I was coming from when I came to the station, it was completely raining, as I mentioned earlier, at the top of the hour with no snow. So I thought this song was really fitting. But I do want to read a comment that she made about this actual track. And this is from Steph Cameron. And she says that Rain marks a creative shift for me, departing from the sparse revivalist folk sound I've been known for. This song allowed me to be playful with vocals and organize them more complexly than on previous recordings. It's about the dissipation of the soul and the search for those we've loved and lost. Connecting with the earth and natural world felt like the best way to connect with those who've gone before us. Okay, Steph, I absolutely love that. Now I have something exciting to share. Sometimes I have folks that stop by at CJSF for Intravenous. And I am thrilled to share that I have a few of the cast members here from the Vagina Monologues. Now, I did an interview with the cast and the producers of the show with Brickin Productions, I think about a month ago. So we are going to hear the full interview next week, because their show, The Vagina Monologues Vancouver, is going to be happening on Tuesday, March 24th, as well as March 25th. There are going to be two shows each day, a 5 p.m. show and an 8 p.m. show at Waterfront Theater. Tickets are $75, and you can buy the tickets on Eventbrite. As you know, I always will put a ticket link in the show notes today, just in case you are driving right now and are not able to kind of like navigate the interwebs. And before I chat with my guest today, I do want to just give you the Instagram handle right now, just for those who have a pen handy or are near their phone, and you can just pull that up. And the handle for Bricken Productions is at, and Bricken, which is B-R-K-E-N, Productions, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S. And please follow them for updates, because one thing I love about them is that they post a lot, and they are really promoting this show. So I'm so, so happy. So I want to welcome back some friends at CJSF. Hello. Today I have two folks with me from Vagina Monologues Vancouver. I have Maria, a.k.a. Shalanga, who is a life coach, MC, comedian, actress, and host based in Vancouver. And then I also have Paulina, who is an ecofeminist, a teacher, actress, artist, and a lot of other things, I'm sure. So I just want to thank you both for being here. How are you guys?
Thank you for having us. We're so excited to good to be here again.
Yes, absolutely, especially coming up on the snowy mountain.
I know.
As Mexicans.
On March.
March 11, to be exact, guys.
Yes.
What?
This
fake spring.
So let me ask you about prepping for the show. Mm. How are things going? Like, how are you feeling? We're March 11th.
You saying the date, yes, it just makes my stomach going like butterflies. We're really, really excited. We've been working really hard. It's been a process, mm-hmm, just to understand, to connect with the monologues. They're real stories from real women, and I think that the work that we're doing is to connect with those women and be able to share their stories in a really respectful, kind, and from the heart way. So we're really excited. We are, it's been a process, but we can't wait to show you. And I just want to make, let you know, we just have one show on the 24th.
Oh, okay.
It's at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And we are in a standby for the 25th. So if you want to get your tickets to go and watch the play, the 24th, go and get them before they sold out.
And this is why I love having folks come into the station, because we really get to get the real.
Yes. So there you go. Go and get your tickets.
Absolutely. So March 24th,
yes,
is going to be the day that we want to buy the tickets for. And as I mentioned, I will be having it in the show notes later. Today, basically, when you log in, you'll be able to see all that information. And
thank
Paulina,
you.
Like, how are you feeling? Because this is the first time I'm meeting you. I didn't get to meet you on when the whole crew came last time. How are you feeling about the show?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
It's been such a wonderful process. So I'm a guest artist,
okay,
for this project. And my job here as a guest artist is kind of build a bridge between the audience and what's happening on stage.
Okay.
Because if anybody here in the audience or here in the room are familiar with the play, so each monologue has an intro,
okay,
that contains vital information about the story that we're about to tell. And so chatting with the producers, we thought that it was crucial for the production itself, because maybe we're going to have a lot of feminists, mm-hmm, in the audience probably that will understand, mm-hmm, the in-between lines and the context.
Yes.
But hopefully we're going to have people that it's their first time hearing about women's bodies, women's stories like these. And so it's very important to give them a little bit of context, mm-hmm, so that they can understand why this story matters.
Absolutely.
And why we're choosing it. Absolutely. To perform.
Oh, I love that.
So I cannot be more happy at this point to, mm-hmm, be doing this and also supporting the whole cast with English. So I'm a language educator and coach.
Mm-hmm.
I've been teaching languages since I'm 18. I'm 34 now, so
okay,
you can do the math. And it's been wonderful to be able to give them tactics, mm-hmm, on how to pronunciate ways, mm-hmm, how to pronunciate words in a way that they no longer need me in the future.
Right.
Because if we go to an academy, and not to like demerit anybody's work at an academy, but it's very by the book, very by grammar, and this is the rule. But we know that English rules.
Aye.
Listen,
really, guys?
It's my first language, and I already am like, oh, my gosh.
And,
yeah,
you know,
they're not consistent.
And it's all Latinos, right? We're all the cast is, in this case, we're all Mexican. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for us...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So for all us to connect with the stories in a different language and be able to actually put it out there and for people to understand, it's been a lot of work. Yes. But because of Paulina, we'll be having this... great support and knowledge and guide. So even for us, it's been easier to be able to express the monologue in a better way. So yeah, Paulina is a great part of this project, and we're so excited that she's going to be there with us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
You to guys. Check our knowledge, not really, to see if we actually learn. Our teacher.
I am sure. So before I introduced you both, I did give the Instagram account because I personally have been following the Instagram account. We do also at CJSF as well. But one thing I've noticed is that there's been a lot of really great promotion.
Yes.
You know, you've been really doing the work, like, you know, okay.
Yeah.
We have somebody else also in the studio.
Yes.
Who's been very fantastic with, like, doing the work. So I just want to shout out Saskia.
Yay, Saskia and Fer. Thank you so much. You guys have done, like, an amazing job. Yes.
Absolutely. So how would you say that the feedback has been so far? Because you really have been putting yourself out there online to kind of, like, push the show. Like,
I think that people are... it's different, right? Mm-hmm. Mostly because it's Latino product... their producers, and it's just coming from another country. Yeah. So at first, you know what it is to come to Canada or to Vancouver and start a new project. Mm-hmm. So it's being slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. And for us, what it's important is that the conversation is opening. Right. Just to see the word vagina in the SkyTrain, the word vagina in your feed coming over and over and over. Mm-hmm. I think that it's been opening not just the conversation, but eyes to people and to women to know that it's a body part, and we can say it, and it's okay. And I think that just for people to see you in the subway and to comment, and it's been fun, and I think it's been great. But we need you to go and buy tickets and get there, because we want to share this amazing production with you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I am going to provide all the details again about the show, and there's going to be even something special that I'm going to share in just a few moments. But I wanted to also ask, is for you especially, Maria, mm-hmm. like, have this is like your first time, I remember us talking.
It is.
You know, in our interview, which I will be sharing next week, guys. So for those who love Intravenous, you are going to hear the full interview. But how are you feeling about this process as an actress?
Hi. It's been a ride, because is it starting to see yourself as something else, mm-hmm. right? It's to open doors. I've been supported by amazing actresses like Alpha, like Monica, mm-hmm. Paulina. They've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's been just seeing myself as an actress now. Yes. It's been beautiful because these monologues connect with a lot of emotions that I've gone through as a woman, maybe not the same stories, mm-hmm. but they're so empowering. So I think that my voice, the way that I see my body, the way that I see my relationships, mm-hmm. the way that I communicate about the ways that I feel, have been improved so much, right. just because of that. And it's been a long ride. I see my career as a 2 years or 3 years that I started here in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And every single step that I've taken has been taking me where I am today. And just being part of this play is being, it's like my graduation kind of thing, like where I can show another part of Maria that it's empowering, not just for me, for others that are going to see me, mm-hmm. and to show that anybody can do things Absolutely. Like this, right? If you set your mind to it, if you really want it and you really want to grow in this kind of parts of your life, like being an actress or a comedian, you can do anything. You can start anytime. And I think that is the message that I want to throw out there as well. Like, it's never too late.
Yes.
If you have the wish, if you want to put your mind to it, you can do anything. So for me is like, guys, come and see. If Maria can do this, anybody can do this.
I love that. Because I just want to let you know that my guests were here listening to Steph Cameron's interview, and we were just talking about being a mother and, you know, not thinking that you can do all the things, but you really can, as long as you have support and community. I mean, you really, and the drive to want to do it. You literally can.
And I think, too, is, as you just said, the community, the people that surround yourself, the people that want to see you thrive, right?
Absolutely.
For me, I'm a mom of three girls, and they are... two teenagers and one that is on the way to be a teenager. So it's not easy. It's a ride. It's every day is a roller coaster. But I want to show them that no matter where you are, what you do, you can actually do the things that you love and you're capable of it. But you have to have a team. It's not, you can't do these things alone. And you have to ask for help and you have to put yourself in a vulnerable position sometimes, positions when you have to say, hey, I need a hand. And in my culture, that is, at least for me, that wasn't a thing that I had. It was like, I can do this by myself. I'm a woman. And then you realize that, no, we all live in a world surrounded with humans because we are communities. That's how we're supposed to grow and to live. So, yes, you can do it with a great team, with great support, and always ask for help because maybe sometimes you think that you don't have it, but when you speak up, the help comes, always.
And also, she's a natural. Like, she's a natural and she's dedicated, which as artists, that you can have the talent, but if you don't put it to work, even on the days that you're like feeling like, oh no, I cannot do this, then you're not going to get wherever you want to go.
Absolutely.
And she's doing it.
Yay,
so
giving the flowers all around.
Thank you. And I'm going to take them, girls. Give it to me. Keep going. Keep going. I like it.
And Paulina, I have a question for you. Like, what would you say, because I did ask this in the interview, but because you weren't there, I wanted to ask you now. For somebody who is listening right now and they're like, oh, I don't know, like, vagina, like what, like, I don't know, right? Like, why should somebody come and see the Vagina Monologues for you as like how?
Well, because we're more than half the population, right?
Yes.
And we talk about brains, we talk about hearts, we talk about stomachs, livers. Why we're not talking about vaginas? See, that's the place where we all came from, everybody on this earth.
Absolutely.
And we use such names for this that are not real, that are even embarrassing or put women in a place that we're like, we shouldn't be. So we are reclaiming the word. And even if you are not a woman, if you don't identify yourself as a woman, you're surrounded by us.
That's right.
I think part of why I really appreciate Bricken and the whole team to choose this play at this specific point in history is because now more than ever, we need to remember where we came from. And we need to remember the values of womanhood, the natural skills that we have for care, for community, and for centering children and people in need. Because clearly the systems that rule us right now don't do that.
No.
And we need to bring them back.
100%. You guys, like, that is, you're spitting facts on facts on facts, you know? And I knew about this show when I was living in Calgary before, so it's not new to me. I just didn't get the opportunity to see it, so I'm really excited to attend this year, especially in Vancouver. I think Vancouver needs this and needs this conversation, so I'm really glad that Bricken Productions has, you know, wanted to bring it here specifically as opposed to any other part.
And,
country.
And don't be scared. I think that sometimes that word is like, the vagina goes like, you know, a lot of people take it like, I don't know if I want to go. It's a beautiful piece of art. And I like to say that it's not just a play, it's a movement.
Yes.
I think that what's, as Paulina said, what's happening all around the world, seeing all these women voices that have been silenced for so long, and we have to speak, because if we speak, we heal. So I think that this play as well helps us healing. You don't have to be playing it to heal. Sometimes just seeing your story reflected in the actresses that are up there, it makes you feel like, okay, I'm not alone and this can be better. So it's a healing process as well. So
I love it.
Come and watch it. Honestly, I can't stop
and also,
talking
I think,
about it.
As you were saying, Nicole, a lot of people have heard mm-hmm. about the vagina
That's
monologues.
Right.
A lot of people maybe have heard one of them, mm-hmm. right? But it's so different to hear the whole piece and also through the lens of people of color.
Yes.
And people that are immigrants.
Yes.
Because then intersectionality is right there, right? And again, not to demerit any people that are like white or cis or like based or where they were born, but it's a different story. Mm-hmm. And so a different company put this production like late February
yeah.
and we went to see it and it was wonderful and it was so powerful. But the cast was all white.
Right.
And so it's a different story mm-hmm. completely because then the stories about the women in Bosnia, the stories about women that have been at war,
right.
it's a whole different thing, right?
Absolutely.
So please come and see it. Buy your tickets.
Yes.
And if you buy enough tickets, we might open the 25th date.
Yes.
So
guys.
Go right now.
Guys.
Let's do it, people. We need your help.
Absolutely. So in order to help that, we have, this is what I'm really super excited about, is we have a ticket giveaway. And we have two pairs of tickets that we are going to be giving away. But there's going to be ways to enter so that it allows for connecting with Brickin Productions as well as the actresses, because the beauty about the Instagram promo that I've seen is that each actress and person affiliated with the production has kind of like done some pieces individually and you can get connected with everyone. So I want to go through how you can enter for this incredible contest. I think this is the first contest I've shared on
really?
Andromeda's.
Yay!
So it's going to be really easy, and I'm going to ensure that I put the way to enter in the show notes today, but we're also going to do some social media promo as well to just make so that people can see how easy it is. And one of the first things that will get you able to enter is to follow at Brickin Productions on Instagram.
Yes.
That is going to be the first way. And again, I did mention how you can find them, but I'm going to do it again. It is at Brickin, B-R-K-E-N, Productions, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S, all together as one word. And that is what you're first going to do. Then I would love for you to send them a DM and just say that you heard them. I heard about Vagina Monologues on CJSF. Our conversation and also this contest is going to be aired on another show tomorrow afternoon on Beats and Eats from 1 to 2. That is a show that I host. And it is also going to, I'm going to be airing our full-fledged interview that we did record last month next Wednesday as well. And so I will also be, hopefully you would have bought you would have already entered for that, and you're just buying tickets type of thing, and hopefully the next day is released by next Wednesday
yeah,
also.
Yes.
So send them a DM, and then the third thing is to share their latest post.
Yes,
and do that, and that just shows that you are being engaged. And we are going to have this contest end on Friday, March 13th at 4 p.m. PST. And then we will basically we'll share the winner probably later that evening is
Yay.
What we'll sort of do. So that is so exciting. I just want to thank you so much for offering this up as well. There are other things that I'm going to share too. I'm not going to give it all because I do. They did offer me something else, but I don't want to give everything away at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want some people to buy yeah. some tickets. Again, you can easily get it on Eventbrite, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I want everybody to head over to Eventbrite for the March 24th show at
5 p.m.
Yes. And that's at Waterfront
Theater.
Yes.
Yeah.
My goodness, I just want to thank you so much for coming all the way up the mountain again.
No, thank you.
You know, and hanging out with me. And, you know, it's always a pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to seeing this version of the Vagina Monologues. I think that it's going to be really exciting to see it in a different lens, even though a lot of the stories are the same, you know what I mean? But it is going to come from such a different voice, which yes. I know that I'm going to be able to feel so differently.
Yeah, we were working really hard. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to connect with your audience. Yes. And for inviting us to share these stories. And if you want to know more, just look for Breaking Productions, but do some research, yes. talk about it. And if you cannot come, tell your friends. I think that this is, as I said, is a movement. And the more that we talk, the more that we heal. And this world is going to turn a better place. And we need that. So thank you again. Thank you again for having us and to letting us be part of this amazing show.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you so much. And before I sign off, I am and make way for Democracy Now. I am going to play another track. This is a track by Rebecca Vazmant. Rebecca Vazmant has some incredible music, and this track, I think it's so fitting because we are all blessed, and that is what the track is called.
Yes.
So here is Rebecca, and you know who else is on this track? Is Nadia Albertson. So here is Rebecca with Blessed.
Tell me,